This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As they conducted a two-month-long impeachment inquiry into the conduct of U.S. President Donald Trump, Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and other top Democratic leaders on just two charges, abuse of office and obstruction of Congress. More from BOA's Catherine Gibson.
An historic moment. House Democrats bring formal charges against the President of the United States.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
After almost 3 months of investigation and weeks of hearings, Democrats say the evidence shows Trump leveraged U.S. security aid to Ukraine to benefit his own personal political interests. Each article of impeachment lays out a reason Democrats say Trump should be removed from office. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed the trade pact Tuesday. Robert Lighthizer is a U.S. trade representative, and Canadian Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland saying,
"The new agreement would need to preserve jobs, foster growth, expand the middle class, and support people working hard to join the middle class. We, together, have accomplished all of that."
The signing ceremony took place in Mexico City. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed the modified North American Trade Pact Tuesday, declaring it a significant improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement and over the proposal first put out by the White House. The agreement was made possible after congressional Democrats and the White House agreed on final terms, ending more than 2 years of talks. It also included Canada.